A new coming-of-age movie set and made in Roxbury headlines this year's Roxbury International Film Festival, which opens tomorrow. This morning, WQBUR's Aaron Tron speaks with the team behind the film, Memoirs of a Black Girl, about giving Roxbury teens a chance to see their own lives on screen.
While teaching filmmaking at Madison Park High School in Roxbury, Tato Rantau Mosa says she had a hard time finding films that drew her students in.
That's when it dawned to me that they are really looking for themselves, because that was important to me when I first started to see black people on television, especially in America.
Shows like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and The Cosby Show fascinated Mosa while growing up in Botswana. Enough so that she decided to study filmmaking in the United States. Boston, in fact. Now, she's made her first feature film about a motivated high school senior from Roxbury.
So I decided to write one, just to celebrate my students, honor them, and say, I see you, your stories matter, your lives matter.
In the movie, the main character, Aisha, stresses over earning high SAT scores and competing for a scholarship. She and one of her best friends, Marcus, test each other's vocabulary, a game that Mosa says she played in her youth.
Ooh, I just found a new SAT word for you, and I bet you won't know this one.
Try me.
Poignant.
Deeply moving.
Gosh, you're such a nerd. No wonder they all call you Wikipedia at school. Okay, give me a word.
Okay.
But Aisha faces a tough decision that puts her future at risk. Mosa's script balances the goofiness of being a kid with some serious obstacles. The friends lean on each other, even if it means skipping class.
Listen, if we leave, we can make the last three lessons of school.
We're not going back to school. We're going to Frugal's Books for old time's sake.
Marcus, we'll get in trouble.
No, look, we're already in trouble.
True. All right, let's go.
Right.
Mosa and her team used Roxbury's bold murals, leafy streets, and other recognizable landmarks, like signs for Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevards, as the backdrop for the teens' lives.
We knew how we wanted to capture Roxbury, and we're deliberate about how we wanted to capture it, because it's such a beautiful place.
Mosa also tapped into almost all Boston talent for crew, cast, and the soundtrack. She even asked the real-life inspiration for Aisha to read an early draft of the script.
And my first reaction was like, this is us. This is us as a students. Like, this is Madison Park. Like, this is this community.
That's Cindy Severino, who took Mosa's class at Madison Park about 10 years ago. Now she teaches filmmaking there. Severino says it didn't take much to convince her to join Memoirs of a Black Girl as a production manager. Her students can't wait to see it.
I would like them to be inspired by Aisha. I would like them to be fearless, to be that person who wants to go and get and go out and get their future, be in charge.
Seeing yourself and your neighborhood on screen definitely helps. Academics like to call it double consciousness. I call it melanin-induced confidence. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Aaron Tron.
The film, Memoirs of a Black Girl, opens tomorrow at the 23rd Roxbury International Film Festival with in-person screenings at the Museum of Fine Arts, Boston.